Salvete.
Which is Latin, for it's Thursday, the day we read from your letters.
The salutation is from Virginia Blasi, who heard reporter Robert Smith's story about the teaching of Latin at Roosevelt High in Seattle.
I jumped for joy when I heard your segment on the Latin teacher in Seattle. I am the Latin teacher in West Long Branch, New Jersey. Robert Smith's story could be that of any Latin teacher. We have good programs with enthusiastic kids, but find ourselves always at the mercy of funding.
And she concludes, Valete.
Which is Latin for, we also received several comments about other stories.
For example, the Kansas City Zoo's decision to round up the non-migrating Canada geese on their grounds and dispatch them to become processed food.
Kevin Yost of Winnetka, Illinois writes, although some may find this offensive, I applaud the plan. Not only does this provide benefit from an unfortunate circumstance, it is a policy worth considering for other nuisance situations. There are more deer in New Jersey today than when our country was founded. Deer are an undesirable plague on suburbia, destroying cultivated plants and providing a driving hazard. They should also be culled by authorities to similarly feed those who need assistance. Both goose and venison are often considered foods of wide interest. Let's turn an inconvenience into a benefit.
I was driven to frustration on my car ride home today as I listened to the story about the Kansas City Zoo's unwanted Canada geese population.
This is from John Abner in Erlanger, Kentucky, who found us overly euphemistic about the geese.
While it was clear from the discussion that the Kansas City Zoo had the 300-some geese killed, no one was brave enough to say so. Instead, both the zoo representative and NPR commentator simply described the animals as being taken away, as if they were relocated to some tranquil lake in Nova Scotia, instead of being shipped to a poultry processing factory to be slaughtered. I'm not passing judgment on the decision of the Kansas City Zoo necessarily, but simply wish someone would have had the decency to talk in plain language and say that 300 creatures were killed so people could come see the wild animals in cages without being bothered by free animals attempting to adapt to an increasingly human-altered environment.
Howie Eisenstark of San Francisco writes,
I am sure that I am not the first person to point this out.
No, we're not speaking Latin again. This time we're in the Bronx dialect, Mr. Eisenstark's native tongue.
Leanne Hansen misspoke today when she said Häagen-Dazs ice cream was born in New Jersey. In fact, she called it Jersey. It, of course, was born in the Bronx, so I hope you make that correction known. Thanks.
And finally, Sarah Wood in Durham, North Carolina says, thank you for the interview with They Might Be Giants. I was thrilled to hear that they were putting out a children's CD. They are already my children's favorite. My four-year-old sings along to Birdhouse in Your Soul and Particle Man, and my eight-year-olds have discussed what it would be like to be reincarnated as a bag of groceries and whether everybody really does want a rock to tie a string around. Yes, some of the songs are about bitterness, disappointment, and even death. However, I find their songs far more appropriate for children than the airbrushed adolescent sexuality of Britney Spears or NSYNC.
Our address is atc@npr.org. And when you write, please remember to tell us where you're writing from and also how you pronounce your name.